Mark Ruffalo. Hours after tornadoes killed dozens, this is what climate catastrophe looks like. By Paul Bois on December 13, 2021. Left-wing Marvel movie star Mark Ruffalo joined the left-wing craze of blaming the horrific and deadly tornado disaster in Kentucky and several states on climate change. Sharing an article from The Guardian announcing the tragic death of at least 70 people during the disaster, Ruffalo tweeted over the weekend, "This is what hashtag climate catastrophe looks like. It's only going to get worse from here. Now is time to fight for our suffering and despairing youth." President Joe Biden tacitly suggested that climate change could have contributed to the tornadoes that tore through parts of the country. "All I know is that the intensity of the weather across the board has some impacts as a consequence of the warming of the planet and climate change," Biden said. "The specific impact on these specific storms, I can't say at this point. I'm going to be asking the EPA and others to take a look at that," Biden added. "The fact is that we all know everything is more intense when the climate is warming. Everything. And obviously it has some impact here, but I can't give you a quantitative read on that." Other left-wing pundits and media figures were just as brazen as Mark Ruffalo when suggesting that climate change contributed to the tornadoes despite the science not being settled. The science of whether or not climate change actually contributes to tornadoes remains entirely in dispute. As Joel Pollack of Breitbart News noted, the evidence is inconclusive on if climate change intensifies storms. As former Obama administration official Stephen Koonin wrote in his recent book on climate change, "Unsettled, what climate science tells us, what it doesn't, and why it matters, hurricanes and tornadoes show no changes attributable to human influences, 112, and that the best we can say is that, if anything, U.S. tornadoes have become more benign as the globe has warmed over the past 75 years, and we have no credible method for projecting future changes, 126. Even an Associated Press explainer struggles to accept the idea that climate change is linked to the Kentucky tornadoes. Attributing a specific storm like Friday's to the effects of climate change remains very challenging," it concluded. However, the AP also strained to cite scientists who said that a warmer climate could produce more thunderstorms in the wintertime. Mark Ruffalo has been an outspoken proponent of climate change for several years, even going so far as to criticize former President Barack Obama for his inaction on the issue. Last year, the actor even declared that former President Trump should be public enemy number one based on his response to so-called climate change. "I think the world should consider my president as public enemy number one at this point," the actor told Sky News. "What we do probably in the next 10 years will probably be crucial to the future of the planet. This will only become more and more evident to us. We're not going backwards from here."